This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The Chicago Bulls and the Chicago Blackhawks are dealing with injuries, and the Baseball Players Union is responding to their latest contract offer. Also, the Bears are looking for their new general manager and head coach. There's a lot going on, and WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout is here to talk about the latest local news. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Araceli.
Let's start with the Bulls. They lost to the NBA champs, the Bucks, in Milwaukee this weekend. What are you seeing with the team?
Well, that game and the previous game that they won, they showed a lot of competitive spirit, and they've been playing better defense. They don't have Lonzo Ball. He's out now 6 to 8 weeks because he had knee surgery, and Zach LaVine is nursing his sore knee. He's supposed to return sometime this week. But the key has been the return of Alex Caruso, who came out of COVID, and he is an energy plug. But what happened Friday night when Alex Caruso went up for a bucket and got lambasted by Grayson Allen, the Bucks guard, who was considered a dirty player when he played at Duke, that caused a lot of ripple throughout the Bulls organization, throughout the league, throughout the fandom, because it was a bad play. It was a flagrant two, and he was ejected. And Billy Donovan, you could hear he was angry about what happened in that play.
I see. And we learned yesterday that Alex sustained a wrist injury, and he'll undergo surgery next week. Let's pivot to the Blackhawks. What are they dealing with, Cheryl?
They are finally COVID-free. They've got all their players back. However, they did have two injuries. Riley Stillman injured his shoulder Friday night, and Juju Carroll has got back issues, so they're in injury reserve, so they have a little problems there. They have a tough task on Monday night. They're playing in Colorado, which is the number one team in the Western Conference. And the thing with the Blackhawks, you got to figure out where they're at, because they are a team that near the bottom of their division. Are they going to try for the playoffs? Do they start making some deals? That's going to be interesting. But here's what's interesting about what the NHL did this last week. They are only going to test players that have COVID symptoms. So that's a change, and that will start beginning of February. The league also did a reshuffle of their schedule because they lost so many games in December and this month, and the Blackhawks are going to have 6 of their 7 games now in February, and they've added a game now in April. So they're going to have a heavy-duty schedule coming up in the next few weeks.
All right. Hopefully they stay healthy out there. Big news with the Bears. They're looking to fill their general manager and head coach positions. I feel like every time they interview someone, I get a notification on my phone, Cheryl. Any insight on the hiring process?
Well, they've interviewed at least 15 general managers and at least 11 head coaches. So that's a lot. However, now they're going to be going into the next phase. The second interviews are going to be happening in the next few days. The Bears really have to really get on the ball on this. They really have to get their GM in place, because what happens is the best coaches are going to be snapped up. But they are looking at some former coaches. Leslie Frazier, who is now the defensive coordinator with Buffalo. He was a head coach with Minnesota. He's also a former Bear. They did talk to Jim Caldwell and Doug Peterson and Brian Forrest for their coaching jobs. But that's putting the horse before the cart. They really need their GM in place.
I see. All right. Well, we'll keep a lookout. And lastly, Cheryl, the Baseball Players Union is going to make its counteroffer to MLB management tomorrow. What are you hearing about the labor agreement?
Well, this is a slow-moving glacier on this. Things have not been really settled at all. The players and the owners have different disagreements about free agency, arbitration. Those are huge factors. The players want to reduce the time of 6 years to become eligible. Revenue sharing is involved with this, luxury taxes. Those are all sticking points. And the owners, you know, they want to increase teams in the postseason. This is going to blow up in their face if they don't take care of it sooner than later, because spring training is February 16th.
Man, there's a lot to do before spring training, it sounds like.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the recap, Cheryl. That's WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.